Now you're senior counsel here at Manat, Phelps & Phillips, Washington, D.C. legal firm. Your role here at the firm, what is it?
Basically, the subsidiary is the Manat Jones Global Strategies, and I chair and CEO of that. Almost all of my work is in Latin America. We put offices in Mexico City and Sao Paulo, Brazil. We don't practice law there, but we basically, through business consulting and advisory, help U.S.-based companies open markets or solve market problems in those countries.
Since this is capturing a view of history right now, people will listen to this years to come. We have a presidential election coming up. The economy is at issue. Have you met President Obama, by the way?
I don't know him at all well, but I've met him once, yes.
Can you make a prediction on how this election is going to turn out?
My personal belief is that 98 to 99% of the votes are already decided, and it's going to be a very small percentage of the voting population in about 6 or 7 or 8 states that's going to determine. And I think the determination is going to be on a perception of the economy. If on the first Tuesday in November, that small 1% believes that the economy is at least on the improving track and is on the right path, and that Obama is helping to guide that, I think Obama wins by a very small margin. If they believe the otherwise, I think Romney wins by a very small margin. I don't think Romney would be a very good president. Neither one of them have connected emotionally with the voters the way a Bill Clinton or a Ronald Reagan has. I think that's a very important part of leadership, and neither one of them have that, in my judgment.
There seems to be a likability for Obama that, could play in his favor if it's that close.
Yeah, I think that is a factor. Given all the mud thrown at Obama on the internet and what have you consistently since he was elected, and consider there's still some racism in this country, the fact that he's holding his own now is partly due to that likability factor. That's one of the things that Ronald Reagan taught me, and then Clinton had it in spades too. Likability is probably more important than intelligence in terms of leadership.